Okay, so we're here with Destiny.
Yes.
AKA DJ Not 11, who's into fashion and DJs.
Yeah, I like to say a little bit of everything.
A little bit.
So I call it multiverse creative because I have my toes dipped in styling, fashion design, DJing, music production, songwriting. So anything where I can create, I'm on.
Mm. Okay, so anything you create, you do it.
Yeah, like because I feel like having multiple outlets allows me to get different versions of myself out there. So something that maybe there's an idea in my head, I won't be able to convey it through fashion, so I'll be able to convey it through songwriting or DJing. The music that I play can exude a type of energy that I'm feeling that fashion couldn't. Mm-hmm. So I like different types of mediums with creating.
Okay. That's good. So go ahead.
I was gonna ask, out of all that you do, mm-hmm. what was the first thing you started off with?
It was the first thing I started off with was singing. At a very young age, I saw like little pictures of myself from the age of like 2 in front of crowds of people just singing. I don't remember that, of course, but I was like, wow. Like, and I remember just being in my backyard using my grandpa's cane, acting like I'm singing in front of an audience. So singing and making up my own little songs was the first thing that I ever done. And then moving on further was my uncle on my dad's side. He's a DJ, so he's a DJ at all our parties. So I was like, oh, that looks cool. So he taught me how to do that at like, I want to say 7 or 8. So it was songwriting, singing, then DJing. It wasn't fashion design till about high school. My senior year, I was like, I want to take fashion design seriously. Because I didn't even know that that was a career. Like, I didn't know of any designers or anything like that. I don't even know how I found out about it. But, fashion design was my senior year of high school. And then everything else during the pandemic just started to, like, merge together. And I was like, why can't I just do everything instead of just trying to fit myself into one box? Because it was always uncomfortable. Like, someone says, oh, you DJ. And I'm like, yeah, but not only that, like, I also do this, too. And as I've been, like, growing older, I found a way to merge everything into one. And that was always a big thing for me. Like, how am I going to do all this in one? And mm-hmm. it's coming together now.
That's good. That's good. Okay, so let's go to when growing up mm-hmm. and till now.
Okay, so growing up to now, like, can you like be a little bit more specific?
Okay, so yeah, so high school. You're in high school?
No, I'm in college now.
College now. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. so what high school do you go to?
So I used to go to Roosevelt High School. Gotcha. That's Long Island, New York. Very, very small town. My schools from elementary school up until high school was so heavily music based. I was always drawn to more of the creative side in high school, and all like my elementary school to high school, I was in band. I played so many different instruments. I played the flute, the xylophone, the drums, the clarinet for a little bit, but it was a little too hard. I forget what this drum, the bass, I played that. I was always in band. I was in choir for a short period of time, but I didn't like how, like, we didn't really get to sing the type of songs that I liked. It was always, like, very European, like Eurocentric. I didn't like that. So
Beethoven. Yeah, and like Shakespeare, I don't want to sing like that. Yeah.
But in band, my teachers were like very heavily Afrocentric and playing all different types of music from different genres and backgrounds. So I gravitated to that more because it wasn't really boring, slow stuff. It had a lot of groove to it. So yeah. And also my senior year, I had my own Instagram page for posting my beats and stuff like that. And I went to, his name was Dr. Abel, and he's a very well-known artist. A lot of musicians sample his band's music. I forgot what they were called, but they're very well-known and prominent. And he was the band teacher. He was also the music production teacher. And I went to him, I played him my music, and he stopped the whole class and was like, "You made this?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And then before the pandemic hit, so that was my senior year, I would go to him and he would teach me how to make my beats and how to expand on it, because I would always just make the beat. And he was like, "Okay, you're not done." And I'm like, "What do you mean I'm not done?" He was like, "That's just the foundation. You gotta build on the house. You can't just have this and that's it." And I was like, "But I'm a music producer." And he's like, "No, you're a musician. Like, meaning like you have to have multiple compositions to it. You can't just make the beat. You have to add more. You have to write the lyrics." And that's when I learned that a music producer does more than just making the beats. I learned people like Missy Elliott is a music producer, to where she constructs the sound, she tells you how to flow on it, she writes the lyrics. And I was like, I never knew it went beyond just making the instrumentals. So yeah, my high school, my secondary school, all young school life before college was very heavily surrounded by creation. Oh, even in like, okay, elementary school, we had to learn how to read music, but I never knew how to do that. I always played by ear. And my teachers would get so mad, like, "You can't do that," but that's just how it was. So I can hear something and play it immediately. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so now what college you go to?
I go to Nassau Community College.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Fashion design.
Nice. Okay, so now that, what are you learning as like fashion designing? Because I see that on your social media that you do like clothes, mm-hmm. right? So what type of clothes is it? Like wool, poly, or?
So it's a mixture. Gotcha. So in college, this is my last semester, then I plan to transfer, but in college right now, the teachers have us learn all different types of mediums of textiles and fabrics. So my go-to is wovens. I love wovens because they don't stretch, so it's like this. This is a woven. What you have on is a knit, so it stretches a little bit, right? Can you pull it? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, knits I don't like because it's a bit more difficult to sew, and you have to be very careful and precise. So I love wovens. I love silk, satins, charmeuse, anything that has like flow to it, and that you can have like lots of medium, like it's real big and like voluptuous. I love stuff like that.
Wait, hold on. How old are you again? I'm sorry.
20.
20 years old. Like that? 20 years old. Yeah, yeah. Listen, let's get it. My gem's about to drop. Let's go. Okay, so for folks that want to start their clothing line, mm-hmm. you can get it from 9/11. Yeah. 9/11. Mm-hmm. How'd you come up with that name?
Oh my gosh, I love this story. So this was in 2020. Me and my mom was trying to figure out a DJ name for myself, because I'm like, I need a DJ name. Like, what? I don't have one. So she was like, we was saying a bunch of different names. She was like, Chocolate Bunny. And I'm like, no, I can't say that. And then she was like saying a bunch of names. She was like, 9/11, which is my birthday. I was born on 9/11, 2002. So I was like, I like that, Mom. So
crazy.
We went with that name. My mom came up with the name for me. Wow.
Now we got to get to the numbers game, but I don't know how to.
No, he did.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah, okay.
I liked it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I love telling people my DJ name, because they'd be like, it's my birthday. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's a little crazy.
That's good. Okay. That's good. So now that we've that into place, so let's go back to clothing line. The
yes.
clothing.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about stuff that we don't even know about.
Okay.
So all I like, we know poly, mm-hmm. wool, mm-hmm. Silk. And silk, right?
And it goes so much more deeper than that. I love fabric. Like, I love it so much. Recently, last week, from January 31st to February 2nd, I was in the city for an event called Text World, and it was a bunch of fabric and textile scientists, professionals, and experts mm-hmm. who know like the depths of fabrics and stuff like that. Gotcha. So it's people from Korea, India, UK, all over the world. And I was just talking to them about like fabrics and feeling the fabrics. They let me take fabric and samples. And even like buttons, like I wish I had my coat and I could show you. Buttons, I didn't even know that they can be made out of like animal horns and what? Like, yes, there was a button made out of a bullhorn. And I was like, what the, like, I didn't even know you could do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, and some buttons you can have your name embroidered into it, even like zippers and things like that. With fabric, so you have your natural fabric and then you have man-made fabric. Polyester is man-made. Nylon, I believe, is man-made. You have your natural fabrics, which is silk, cotton, I can't Ooh. Remember off the wool, and a bunch of others. And something that I learned about wool recently was that there's different percentages to wool. So you have very heavy wool, which is like this, and then like you have wool that you see in men's suiting, mm-hmm. which is like it's lighter, so it's not too heavy. The more heavier wools you'll use for like hats or scarves, gloves, trench coats for outerwear. Yes. But when you're wearing things like suiting, they'll go for like, so it goes, I believe it's 100% to 180%. So 100% is the heaviest type of wool. Mm. And then you'll go down the pipeline to like medium to a little bit light for stuff like this.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so.
Oh, yeah, and there's certain things like, so certain fabrics, of course, depending on the season, you wouldn't want to wear a heavy wool in, like, the summertime. So you yeah, want something like cotton because it's breathable and it absorbs, like, moisture. So if you're sweating, you won't see it that much. So, yeah, fabric is so detailed, and I love talking about like fabric and textiles.
So you're doing a clothing line business
right now? No, but that is a goal in the future that I will be doing. Yeah.
So what is your top three goals?
My top three goals for fashion,
just in general,
your life.
So okay, as of right now, because it's constantly changing, one of my goals is to be a fashion, what is it called? Technical design guru. Okay. So I want to learn how to do technical design to a T. Gotcha. So that I can be a part of a company and learn the ins and outs of there. Mm. So that I can create my own and like make connections and stuff like that. I wouldn't say that I have like set goals because like I said, it changes depending on like my current circumstances. Mm-hmm. So that is one of the goals on my mind right now, is to really get into technical design and design on the computer so that I can learn how to fit it to the body properly and things like that.
Now talk about you have a radio show?
Oh yes. So I'm on WHPC 90.3 FM, which okay. is a radio station at my college. I volunteer, I don't get paid, but it does connect me to very good opportunities to get paid in the future. I'm going to make a year there on March 3rd, and it's a very great opportunity. It's called the Nassau Mix, so we play all types of music, all different genres from early 2000s till the modern times today. And then we play like about 11 songs or so, and in between playing the songs, mm-hmm. we have to talk about like different things and topics to really reel the audience in more, because like the music is the star of the show, but the music is the show, but we like add the spice for the with the personality. Gotcha. And me personally, I was never comfortable talking on the mic. I was always very nervous, and just being on the show for less than a year helped my confidence way more. Like I love talking to people. I always have something to talk about now, and it just flows seamlessly. Just like practicing there.
So, there you yeah. go. That's go. Okay. You know, you get that natural nervousness.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And nervousness is good sometimes. Like it just shows that you're starting something different, and it's yep. gonna be change. And then once you get in tune with it, it gets better.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. Well, please give us some gems on the fabrics once again.
Okay. With fabrics, something that I had a big issue with was knowing the different fabrics. I feel that when you're first starting out, it's very important to stay in fabric stores like Joann's, which is a very well-known fabric store that's all over. Stay in there, touch on the fabrics, touch on your own fabrics at home in your closet, look at the tags on the inside. That's another very important thing too, is a lot of people overlook their care, the gotcha. Fabric care. All you have to do is look on the inside of your shirts or your pants to see how to take care of it. Because when you don't do that and you just throw it in the washing machine, it may be something that you have to take to the dry cleaners and you just messed it up and wasted your money. So I think it's very important that people look at the fabric care on the inside of their clothes to see how to make sure that their clothes have a long lifetime.
So when we, let's say if we go to stores like Macy's.
Okay.
Or we go to Burlington, mm-hmm. and we buy this fabric, whether it's a shirt, coat, anything, right? Right. And what's the first, well, the thing that's important that we don't look at, because we just look at the outside mm-hmm. of how it looks, mm-hmm. is we don't look at how to wash it.
Exactly, how to take care of it, yeah.
So is there a difference between that it's important, like let's say if you go to the washing machine, hot, warm, mm-hmm. cold, is that very important or does it matter?
It is very important, because if you put a shirt that is supposed to be in cold water and hot water, the color on the shirt can bleed.
What?
Yeah. It can bleed.
So what do you mean by it can bleed?
Okay, so a lot of factories see the color of her hoodie is pink. Mm-hmm. So if it says wash cold and you put it and hot water, the color can start to become very faint and it won't have that bright hue to it anymore.
Gotcha. Okay, so it can, so what it can do is it can, the color is not the original color mm-hmm. that you,
it starts to faint out and look very dull.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. What about the clothes that shrink?
The clothes that shrink, you're not supposed to dry it, because on the inside it'll say don't dry, lay flat or hang dry. And a lot of people don't pay attention to that. They put it in the dryer, and then it comes out, and they're like, why is it shrunk? Because you didn't pay attention to the care content.
Gotcha.
So you got to look at that.
So this is very important. Wow. So do you know anything about sneakers or just fabric?
No, I don't. Just fabric.
Just that fabric.
Sneakers are, yeah, I haven't gotten into that yet. But when I was at the Text World event, gotcha. They were talking about shoes and how, like, shoes, the amount of consumers buying shoes was at an all-time high last year, and I want to let people know that this is the best time to start buying shoes, like right now, because they're going to be really cheap.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's good. Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. So thing what you know about, when did you start learning this?
When I got to college. When I was in college, I am in college right now. So between 2020 up until right now, I learned a lot about fabrics. I had to take a textiles class. At first, I was like, why do we have to take this? But the more that I went to class and did homework, it made sense why we needed it. Because you have to know what types of fabrics to use for certain clothes. You won't be able to use a wool for a drapey dress, which means like a dress that has flow, because it'll be stiff. If you want something that's size inclusive, you wouldn't wear, you wouldn't get a woven, because it won't be able to fit many sizes. You would want to do a knit so it can stretch. So it's very important, because different fabrics have different purposes, and you can't use the same fabric for everything.
Say that one more time. You said
different fabrics have different purposes, so you can't use the same fabric for everything.
That's a ball. That's yeah. a ball. Okay, so that, yeah, that's a ball. Okay, and wow. So now that we learned the different parts, so it goes deep when it goes to fabric.
Yeah. It does. It goes, and then another thing is sustainability, which is something that a lot of people are trying to convert into, mm-hmm. And that means like preserving fabric, because there's a lot of fabric waste all over the world. The fashion industry, I just found out last year, is one of the most toxic, polluting industries in the world. Like, we're, really? I think we're top two.
Really?
Yes.
Like, top?
Top two.
Wait, so my question is that why, what makes it toxic or polluting?
Because of the consumers and also the producers. The influx of demand and fashion shows also. We have fashion shows 4 times a year, every season. So a lot of high-end brands and brands, period, have to constantly make new ideas and keep creating, and producing, and not being mindful of how much they're putting out. Companies like Shein, they have earned a new term for themselves. It's like past fast fashion. It's super fast fashion, which is not healthy for the environment or us, period. They're producing low quality clothes, and then people are wearing them just for a trend and then throwing it in the garbage, goes to landfills, and it just builds up. And it takes a long time for it to break down. So,
say that one more time. So they throw it in the trash, and then it becomes...
It goes to the landfills, and landfills in Africa at that. They're dumping all the trash there. And then it takes a very long time to break down.
Wow.
Like, yeah. So with sustainability, what we're trying to do is figure out how can we make the most out of all the fabric that we have. So instead of buying like 30 different fabrics, we can just use one fabric and use it just for one collection. Like, be more versatile with it.
Okay.
So, yeah. Also with sustainability, how can we upcycle clothes? Meaning, like, If I no longer want this, instead of throwing it out, I can sell it on Depop, which is a secondhand selling place, or like Grail. You ever heard of Grail?
No.
No? Or Goat? No. Okay, so these are like secondhand stores on the phone where you can take pictures of your garments, put them online, and sell it, either for a higher price or lower price. And this way, it helps the environment instead of you just throwing it away and wasting the clothes and things like that and buying more. Or you could give it to donate your clothes. That's very important to sustainability. And also they're talking about putting digital IDs and passports in our clothes as well. So QR codes will be placed in our clothes to track where it came from and where it's going.
What about eBay?
eBay, yes. eBay. Okay. eBay. What's another one? Etsy.
Etsy. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All of these secondhand stores are amazing, but sometimes it's very difficult to sell clothes on there. You have to be very consistent. Very, very consistent. And just keep... It's like a second job, selling secondhand. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So... This is very important. What you're talking about, what I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cause I have so many clothes.
Right.
I do. Like, I don't even question. The people know me personally knows what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is the clothes that don't fit me.
Right.
I just donate.
Okay. And that's amazing. That's contributing to sustainability.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So now I would sell them, mm-hmm. but I'd rather donate.
Okay.
But let's say our clothes, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say we have a stain ordered or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know this is so simple. Answer, but uh-huh. how can you get that stain off your fabric or something like that? Because I know it's different types of
stains and fat. See, okay, something that I noticed is depending on the type of stain and what it comes from, it'll be harder to get it out. So if you get like oil, I found that that's harder to get out. Blood, very hard to get out of clothes, especially like silks and satins. It's something with the yarns and the way it's woven. It's a bit difficult to get out. I haven't gotten that deep into it, but I suggest as soon as you get that stain on there, don't let it sit. Try to get it out as soon as possible.
Gotcha. Okay. No matter what fabric it is.
No matter what fabric it is. I think it's harder to get stains out of wool too, because it's like hair. So you may have to get it like treated. Like, you know, UGG boots.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get, what is it, salt on them from the ice?
Yes.
It's hard to get out. So you have to take it to like someone who specializes in cleaning UGGs to get it clean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And when you have like, you know, ACGs and like Timberlands, right?
Okay, yeah.
So to wash them is like, you can't just put them like some people
put them in a wash.
Yeah. Or
I mean, if it works, I say do it. If it works, do it. Don't reinvent the wheel if that's working for you. But YouTube is your best friend if you're trying to figure out how to clean something and you don't know how. So me personally, I'm not that savvy in shoe wear and how to clean shoe wear, but I know if it's something that I don't know how to do, I'm gonna go on YouTube, how to clean my Uggs, how to, and if it look like it's too much, I'll take it to somebody or donate it. Yeah.
Actually, TikTok also.
Yes.
TikTok has been a gem too.
TikTok is amazing.
TikTok definitely has been a gem.
Yes. Even with, I love TikTok because it gives me so many different ideas of what to do with my clothes. Like, I had a pair of jeans that I thrifted, and I was like, I love these so much, but I don't like the way they fit on me. So I used my seam ripper to take out the seams in it to make it into a skirt. Mm. So now it has, like, long slits on the side because I just took out the side seam to give it, like, you know, a more modern streetwear but sexy look to it. So I love TikTok because it shows you different things to do with your clothes.
There you go. Definitely. And TikTok also, like, you know, put places of like, oh, okay, I can go here or I can go here. You know, exactly. It's, you know, the people of TikTok do that.
Yeah. I appreciate them. I think, hey, listen, if you got great ideas and you think you can help people, definitely go on TikTok because I'll be on there looking for different ideas. What can I do with this shirt? I'm always trying to look for something to do with it before I donate it. Yeah. And that's another thing, too. I sold about like 3 to 4 items this past summer on Depop, and I was so proud of myself. You just have to really believe that you're gonna get it, and it's so much little like small details that you gotta pay attention to, like hashtags. Mm-hmm. And this is why I say it's like a full time job, because you have to consistently update your feed in order for it to reach people. So it's not my thing. If I don't get a sale within a month, I just donate it to my nearest thrift store.
So how is 9/11? Going to help people?
Oh, this is a great question. Okay, how is 9/11 going to help people? Do you mean in the music world?
Just anything, how you help.
So right now I'm starting small. What I'm doing is, because I DJ and because I'm on the radio, I give people an opportunity to submit their songs, whether they're experienced or unexperienced musicians, submit their songs to my platform called Ninocracy. And it's a community where I want artists to feel like they have a community to give them valuable feedback beyond like, oh, your song is good or your song is bad, because I know how it feels to want to hear genuine feedback that can help you improve, but you just don't have people around you who really get that world that you're in, the creative world. So what I do, which I'm also doing this weekend on Saturday, it's on Twitch. It's held on Twitch. I have different people, whoever want to join in, they join in, and I play the songs. I tell them what can enhance it or what's good in it and what to keep doing, maybe what to cut down on, and then people are in the chat giving feedback as well, and then I decide whether or not I'm going to play it on the radio, which broadcasts to like over 3 million people throughout the tri-state. Plus, if you have the app, if you're in like a different country or state, you can listen there too. I play it on the radio station WHBC or add it to my Spotify playlist. So just showing people like you're not alone in your journey to reach into wherever you want to go. You're going to meet people along the way that will support you. So, yeah. I'm hoping that 9/11 can help people with their confidence, know that they could do anything they want to do. I feel like I'm helping people too by just being myself and just enjoying life and doing whatever I want to do, because people can see that, and that rubs off on others when you're really true to yourself and you show confidence. So I feel like the best thing that 9/11 can do is be herself, work on herself, love herself, so that it can show in everything that I do.
Okay. And so, and showing, and what is 9/11's goal in life?
Goal in life is to continue to evolve and have fun. Just make sure that whatever she's doing, she's being true to herself. Yeah. As the years, as time goes on, there's different things that I want to do. Right now, I'm hitting my goal of being on Twitch and helping people. So it's not really a goal right now. The goal is just to continue to feel good. Because if I'm not feeling good, I can't help anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And for in school, what semester you're in?
This is my last semester. Then I have to do an internship in the summer. The plan is to go to FIT, but I don't really mind if I don't go, because if I don't go, then I could just focus on myself and my music and DJing, fashion design, and just connecting and networking. I love talking to people. So, yeah.
Okay. And when FIT, wow. So, but or is the fashion world, right? Mm-hmm. Fashion industry or just fashion and business?
Both.
Okay.
So yeah, both business and both the creative world, because you can't have one without the other. So yeah.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. And you're meeting great connections.
Oh yes. Oh my gosh. I'm meeting so many great people. When I went to the Text World event, I met I think she was the CEO or VP of Urban Outfitters.
Mm-hmm.
We shared information and talked, and I asked her different questions like, how can we teach people the importance of sustainability and upcycling and not throwing away their clothes or not making the full use in running their clothes till its fullest life? So, yeah, that I did. So, like, turning towards music, I do little things like, what was that? Summer of 2021, I interned at a recording studio in the city, which they recently closed, called Fight Club Studios. And I met different celebrities. I met French Montana. I met Tory Lanez before all of this craziness happened with him. But yeah, I think her name was Hannah Malibu or something like that. Yeah. And being there helped me connect with a lot of different people and be more confident in my songwriting and singing, because everybody there was like so supportive and I could just be myself. So yeah, made some pretty good connections with people my age and older. Yeah.
Is there any questions?
No, I've heard.
Okay, so you're 20.
Yes.
All right. And 30, oh my God. And you're excuse me, everyone. When you're 30.
Oh, snap. I cannot.
That came out as a mistake, too. I'm sorry. When you're, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to say?
10 years from now.
When I'm 30.
When you're 30,
mm-hmm.
Where do you see yourself?
Where do I see myself? I see myself super successful and like absolutely everything. Like, I can just see it. Me personally, sometimes it's hard for me to really like say it. I would have to draw it out, because remember I said earlier, like, depending on what it is, it's different mediums for me to express that. So me expressing that, I would have to literally draw it out, unfortunately.
So you have to, you know, insulate yourself.
Yeah. And then this, when I do stuff like this, that's where mood boards and vision boards come in for me. So whenever I think about where I'm going to be, that's when I start going on my Pinterest or like, and then writing stuff down, gluing it on like a cardboard and then like putting it up. That helps me visually see. I can't really say it but I can literally see it. When you said that, I saw it in like my head. So,
Okay. Now, break down super successful to you.
Super successful. Successful to me is like pure happiness, wealthy. I have my own place. I have my own lover. And I just feel good, and I'm able to travel and do more talking stuff with people. Maybe even, what is it called? Lectures and
motivational.
Yeah, like I would love to do stuff like that. I love talking to people and motivating people and helping people to see things in a different perspective. I see me writing a book. I really want to write a book. And working with different celebrities and creating opportunities for my, oh my gosh, this actually is something that I wanted to do, is give back to my high school and give scholarships for the students to go to college. Even with Nassau Community College, I want to enhance the fashion design program so that they can have better technology to learn how to do technical design, because not everybody wants to do fashion design. So yeah, I want to do different things like that.
Okay, so okay, any more questions? No. All right, so give me a rundown of super successful. Mm-hmm. And when you talked about your drawing board,
okay,
like what do you see, like when I mean see yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now vision in your head.
Uh-huh.
This is what I see.
Mm-hmm.
Live right now.
Okay.
Is that okay?
So, all right. That's good. That's cool. That's cool. So, vision on my head. this is what I see. It's like a big square. All right. Big square box here. I have pictures of me DJing at festivals with a huge crowd. I see myself purchasing my own property, and I'm a homeowner. I see myself with a very lump sum bank account. Mm-hmm. I see myself happy in front of an audience of people talking, doing more, even like classes where I can teach people how to DJ, teach people the business of the creative side, because, oh my gosh, even like something that I want to do is being in those environments where I'm helping artists develop their talents and their crafts and stuff like that. What else? And happiness, happiness, happiness. Like, I just feel good. Like, whatever I'm doing in the next 10 years, I know it'll be something that I feel genuinely connected to and comfortable with. So, yeah, whatever brings me joy and the fullest satisfaction is what I will be doing. And I really wouldn't know until I look at a picture and feel the excitement in my body.
Mm. Say that one more time.
I really wouldn't know until I look at that picture and feel excitement in my body. That's what helps me know what's for me, is by listening to how I feel when it comes to me.
What gets you that motivation?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, what gets, like, you said you won't get to that moment till you get really excitement.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like, how can that excitement bring to you? Like that motivation. Is it through like listening to a motivational speaker or something?
Oh my gosh, yes. So it can be from listening to motivational speakers like Abraham Hicks. I love her so much. Either that, listening to affirmations, watching videos by people like Dylan James, Liz the Wizard, or Wizard the, I think it's Liz the Wiz. She's very motivational.
Gotcha.
Even if I'm scrolling on TikTok and I see somebody like, get up, you could do this, like that, like I get up and I go do it, like, and I'll be like, oh, that was for me. Like, I was sitting on this couch all sad, let me get up. Listening to music, looking at some of my old work that I've done is motivational. So just looking at life around me is motivational. Then just seeing how everything just has an order and it's all always working out. So yeah.
For me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every time when I get up,
mm-hmm.
I say, wake up. That's not my words, but I say, wake up and attack.
Mm.
That's just my simple motivation, right? And I just go.
Okay. Wait, I like that. For me, what I say is something really good is going to happen for me today. Every morning.
Say that again?
Something really good is going to happen for me today.
Say that one more time.
Something really good is going to happen for me today.
That's a bar. That's a bar.
Yeah.
Something.
Now you gotta get up. You gotta say thank you for waking me up today.
Mm. I usually just get up, and then as I'm driving, I try and play some type of music.
Okay.
I'm like rushing to get out the house, so I try to play some motivation or something, affirmation, something.
Mm-hmm. That's a ball.
Listen to something.
Say that one more time.
Something really good is gonna happen for me today.
That's what
I've been doing that for like about a month now, and I've been listening to affirmation. Before, I used to wake up and I used to go on my phone immediately, and I would just feel horrible, like, because I'm just scrolling and just consuming different people's thoughts that don't do me any justice. So I started listening to affirmations every single day, just like 10-15 minutes. And then recently I just started doing this, something really good is gonna happen for me today, and different amazing things have been happening, because you really have to put it out there and it will come. And when you focus on what you want and the good coming, like, you're gonna see nothing but good, even through the horrible things that happen throughout the day. Man, I remember I said that, and then I went to Wendy's one day and I did not have my wallet. And the lady was like, no, you can still have it. I know you're going to, because I was like, I have to go get my wallet. She was like, no, still take the food. And I came back, and she was like, I knew you was going to come back. And I was like, I'm going to shout you out on the radio. Like, I love people. Yeah.
So as we're about to close out, what is a gem that you would like to give out to people?
What is a gem? I would like to say that it all starts with you. Your inner world will always create your outer. You cannot wait for something good to happen to feel good, because your happiness, and when you operate like that, your happiness will be dependent on what the condition is. So if you want a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and you won't be happy until that boyfriend or girlfriend comes, when they come and they leave, you're gonna be stuck. So just always try to feel good no matter what. Always look for things to feel good about. And you initiate that and start that fire. Light that fire within you. So whether someone's there or something is there or not, you'll still feel good.
That's a ball. Yeah. That's a ball. Okay. How can they reach you? Social media, everything.
Oh, okay. So I'm on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. All of those socials are 11x9, 11xnine, and you can also email me if you ever want to submit your music for me to review on Twitch and give you an opportunity to have it played on the radio or add it to my Spotify playlist. The email is contact@servingsounds.com.
Gotcha. You know what I forgot to mention? DJing.
Yes.
Talk about DJing.
DJing. What would you like me to talk about?
What made you, you know, get in the mode of DJing and everything?
Well, yeah, it started with my uncle. On my dad's side, he's a DJ, and I was inspired by seeing him playing at all our family parties all the time. And then he taught me how to do it. But I didn't decide to really take it seriously until 2019. When I was at a party and I saw a girl DJing, and I was like, what? I would love to do that too. And I just love seeing how she had so much crowd control and confidence. So I told my uncle, I want to learn how to DJ. He came to the house like 2 days after, and he like literally started crying because he was trying to get his daughter to do it, but she didn't want to do it. So he was able to teach those things to me, how to DJ and things like that. So yeah.
Where has it taken you, or what path have you gone down with it?
So Since I've been taking it seriously for the past 2 years, I started my own business called Serving Sounds and Consulting LLC. So it's a DJ service business where right now I'm the only DJ, but I do plan to expand and bring other DJs in to give them an opportunity to DJ at different events. Being a DJ has opened me up to different sounds, genres, backgrounds, and different people. Especially like being a woman DJ, you don't see a lot of women DJs, so I had to dig really deep to find some. One of my favorite women DJs is Jyoti Singh. She is, I don't even want to mess this up. I don't know what her background is, but she's from Amsterdam. She's a woman of color. And being a black female DJ, and being that it's such like a small amount of us, they somehow like just pop up out of nowhere because it's like, oh, hey, me too. So like we connect, and I made many different DJ women friends. So yeah, it's really cool.
Let's go. Yeah. Okay.
Have you traveled with DJing as of yet or not yet?
The farthest I've traveled for DJing was last year in the Hamptons for a bachelorette party. Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. It was really nice too, yeah.
One gem for future DJs.
Know that you can have both compensation and exposure. Never do anything for free. Even if it's just like $10, $5, $50, just starting out. Because once you start doing things for free, people are going to always expect it. So, yeah. You can have both compensation and exposure.
Gotcha. Okay. That's good. Okay. Anything? Questions?
No.
All right. So, all right. So, your last. I'm serious now. Final thoughts.
Mm-hmm. My last final thoughts.
On anything.
I'm just looking forward to continuing to grow and learn music, continuing to experience different types of people, parties. And this is a journey. I feel like another thing that I wanted to let people know is enjoy the slow burn of things, because if you try to get it too fast, it's gonna leave just as quickly. So take your time, there's no rush. I know with social media, you'll see different people having different accomplishments, but sometimes you don't even know if they're truly enjoying it or if it's even real. So just focus on your path, make sure that whatever you're doing, you're genuinely enjoying it, because people can always tell by the energy in person. Maybe won't be able to see it through the camera, but we'll know in person. So just make sure you're being true to yourself.
Let's go. I'll send it out just like that.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the end of the episode. Thank you, 9/11.
Thank you.
No problem. All right. So that's the end of the episode, y'all. We are out. Peace.